Elena, slow down. Wait for me.
You know, Sneedly, when I hired you as a guide, I had this picture in my head of you in front of me. You know, guiding.
I'm happy to be in front if you just take it easy for a bit.
The faster we go, the sooner we get there.
Can I just put my pack down for a few minutes? I mean, sit on a log, have a drink.
Fine, go ahead.
Can I interest you in some Tebri wine? It's a local delicacy.
Sure, give it here. Ugh, that's disgusting.
Well, if that's how you're going to be, I'll put it away.
How far to Olna?
The forest ends over there at the river. We cross a footbridge and then it's a 6-hour hike through to the valley. Then you'll have to camp there overnight. In the morning is about a 3-hour scramble over rough terrain. And then you'll be at the village. Why do you want to go to Olna anyway? I mean, there's nothing there. It's just a small...
I'm going to go have a look at that footbridge.
Oh, really? There's nothing there. I mean, there's nothing to see in Olna.
Hey, the bridge is out.
Huh? It is? Oh, man. It's totally gone. Must have been a storm or something. And the nearest bridge is miles away. Look, I'll take you back. I'll refund your money if you want.
No, it's not that deep. We can wade across.
The water's freezing.
Come on.
Wait. I have a better idea. When I was at the market, I bought a box of eggs. They're magic eggs. They will hatch into an animal spirit that will do your bidding. See these symbols on the top? They say what kind of animal it'll hatch into.
You can read these symbols?
Oh, sure. They're classic ancient glyphs. I studied them in school. You see this one? It's for a giant bird. It can fly us across the river.
If you say so.
And the box even came with instructions. Okay. 1, set the egg on the ground. 2, stand back 3 paces to be away from the whirlwind. 3, say these words 3 times. Yahrad Yatra, Tigrad Yatra, Yahrad Yatra, Tigrad Yatra, Yahrad Yatra, Tigrad Yatra. O great spirit of creation, bring forth from this egg a giant bird.
That is a giant bird, Sneedly.
Yes, well...
In fact, it's the biggest bird I can think of.
Look, I...
It's just... And I really hesitate to bring this up. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's a giant flightless bird.
I'll get rid of it. Just let me read how to do it. Here it is. Hatchling, be gone.
What other useful birds besides ostriches can you hatch, Sneedly? Penguins? Kiwis?
I'll put the eggs away.
Let's just get across the river. We've got a ways to go. Have to hand it to you, Sneedly. Sturdy tents and a roaring fire? You make a nice camp.
Oh, thank you, Elena.
You know what this reminds me of? A picture book I had when I was a little girl. It was called In the Land of the Saber Wolves. This place looks like Saber Wolf Country.
Oh, well, that's because it is Saber Wolf Country.
Seriously? Do you think we'll see one?
Well, let's hope not. I mean, they're vicious creatures. Fortunately, they'll stay away if you don't bother them.
Oh, I'm not worried. I'm pretty handy with my sword. Besides, if they get too close, I'll show them my boots. Saberwolf hide. That should make them think twice.
What? Let me see those boots. Damn it, they are Saberwolf. They can smell this from a mile away. It's only a matter of time now before they attack.
I thought you said they would leave us alone unless we bothered them.
Yeah, smelling the skin of a dead cousin bothers them.
Come on, that's just... Did you see that?
Oh, something's out there, all right.
Look there.
Where?
I saw a pair of eyes, but now it's gone. Yellow, with black slits.
Yep, that's Saberwolf. It'll wait out there until five or six are gathered around us, and then they'll all come in at once. So we have a little time, but not much. Get your sword ready.
You know, Sneedly?
Hmm?
I just noticed that for the first time since I hired you, you're acting like a knowledgeable guide.
I know just the thing. Let me get the eggs.
Oh.
Now, see this egg? This egg, the symbol means lion. It'll hatch into a lion that will chase them away.
You can hatch a lion?
Uh-huh. Yayad yatra, tigrad yatra, yahrad yatra, tigrad yatra, yahrad yatra, tigrad yatra, all gate spirit of creation! Bring forth from this egg a mighty lion.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh. Well, the symbol for lion and kitten are very simple.
We need a better plan.
Hatchling, be gone.
Do you have anything you can use as a weapon?
Listen, I now remember what the symbol for lion is. See, there's another egg that has it, see?
And what's the other symbol on that egg?
Oh, not sure. But this one's definitely a lion. Stand back and keep your eyes on that wolf.
Yeah, well, there's two wolves now.
Oh, yahrad yatra, tigrad yatra, yahrad yatra, tigrad yatra, yahrad yatra, tigrad yatra. Oh, great spirit of creation, bring forth from this egg a mighty lion.
I'm not turning around to look, Sneedly. I'm not turning around, and I'm praying with all my heart that what you've hatched is not a sea lion.
They're very powerful creatures.
Yes, they're very powerful creatures in the sea.
Oh, hatchling, be gone.
Now grab a heavy stick and be prepared to swing it with everything you've got.
Wait, there's one more egg that says lion.
Oh, we don't have time for this. There's four of them out there now.
I can do this. Yahrad, yatra, tirad, yatra.
Sneedly.
Yahrad, yatra, tirad, yatra. Yahrad, yatra, tirad, yatra. Oh, great spirit of creation. Bring forth from this egg a mighty lion. Go, go, go. Sick him, sick him, sick him.
I can't believe you did it.
Oh, the lion will be around until morning. So he can keep watch through the night. We can rest easy now.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking any chances with anything that came out of those eggs. I'll take first watch.
Suit yourself.
What time is it? You shouldn't have let me sleep so late.
Ah, good morning, Elena. It's not that far to the village. So we'll be there by midday, even if we take it slow.
What's for breakfast?
Porridge!
Ugh, can't you hatch a pig so we can have some bacon?
Oh, unfortunately, the eggs don't work that way. You're going to tell me why you want to go to Ulna?
I suppose after the saber wolves last night, you've earned it. Here's the deal. I found out that Chen lives there.
Who?
Chen? Chen the Merciless? Oh, didn't they teach you anything in school besides how to read eggs?
Wasn't he like an old king or something?
Not that old. It was only 30 years ago. He ruled these lands with an iron fist, wiped out villages just for fun. When they deposed him, he escaped. And now he's in Ulna.
Former king. living in a tiny village in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a local spice. Smell it and tell you if you think it'll improve the porridge.
Ugh. No. Listen, what better place to hide than in the middle of nowhere?
Well, so there's a reward or something?
Oh, I don't care about the money. This is about justice.
So you're saying Chen is a bad guy?
I've read all about him. Trust me, he's a bad guy.
And, what exactly is the definition of a bad guy?
You want a definition first thing in the morning? Someone who does bad things, obviously.
But, like, we all do bad things sometime in life. I mean, we aren't all bad guys.
You do bad enough things, you're a bad guy. It's not that complicated, Sneely.
Okay, but haven't you ever listened to a story where the hero comes across 30 enemy soldiers and kills them all single-handedly? I mean, those are bad guys, right? But you don't know if they did anything bad. Maybe they were forced into joining the enemy army. Maybe they were just looking to desert the first chance they got.
That's just...
But let me finish. Here's what I think the definition of a bad guy is. It's someone you can hurt or kill, and as a result, only good things happen.
That's a ridiculous definition.
Oh, think about it. You hurt or kill a bad guy, and it's all goodness. That's exactly what makes them a bad guy. The bad things they did or didn't do aren't really relevant.
What does this have to do with Chen?
Well, okay, let's say after Chen escaped, he started up a new life in a little village. He learned, I don't know, how to make cheese. I mean, now he makes cheese for the village. If you kill him, is anyone happier? No. In fact, the people in the village would be horrified. Therefore, he's not a bad guy.
His victims sure would feel happier.
Oh, a little bit, yes. But day to day, their lives wouldn't change. I mean, killing Chen wouldn't bring back those students, would it? Hey, whoa, wait. What are you doing?
Me and my sword couldn't help but notice that one moment you couldn't remember who Chen was, and then next you're talking about the students that he ordered to be massacred.
Huh? What the? I just suddenly came back to me. Hey, keep that away from me. I'm unarmed, you know.
So what did you just pick up then?
Well, it's a big stick. I mean, it's a... Okay. It's half a big stick. We could talk this out.
You're working for Chen, aren't you?
No!
Don't lie to me. You're totally competent one moment and totally incompetent the next. It's an act. You're obviously working for him.
Oh, take it easy. I'm not working for him. He's a friend of mine.
This is your last warning. One more lie and I'll separate your head from...
Oh, thank God. It's finally kicked
in. What's happening?
Oh, don't panic. It's that spice I made you smell. Ugh. It's relaxed all the muscles in your body.
Ugh.
You won't be able to stand or move your arms.
You are working for him. Oh, if I could just get up, I'd kill you.
No, I'm not working for him. He really is the village cheesemaker. And we've become friends. Some of the stories are true, and some of them were made up by his enemies. He regrets a lot of the things that he did do.
Or so he says.
Oh, look, I know he could just be, you know, pretending to be remorseful, but I've come to know him. He's truly, truly faced what he did.
Oh, really? And will he face the families of the people he killed?
Well, yes, he would. But the villagers won't let him. I mean, we know he would just end up dead if he did. And so now, whenever I hear someone looking for Ulna, I get myself hired as a guide. If it turns out they're looking for Chen, I make sure they won't find him.
We're nowhere near Ulna, are we?
No. I've just taken you around in a big circle. We're about 2 miles from the marketplace where we met.
What other nasty tricks have you got up your sleeve? That wine you had me taste yesterday.
Wow, very good. Yes, that was part of a spell, marking all the memories from that moment forward. When we get to the marketplace and I finish the spell, you'll lose all those memories. And since memories tend to be interconnected, you'll probably forget all about me. You'll wake up disorientated, discouraged, and with only enough money to get home.
So what are you going to do? Carry me to the marketplace?
Oh, I got an egg for that. I'm just going to roll you on top of it. Don't worry, it won't break.
Oh, I'm not too worried about your egg.
Oh, great spirit of creation, bring forth from this egg a sturdy horse. Oh, and as simple as that, you're on top, ready to go, like...
A prisoner.
I was going to say, like a sack of potatoes.
Mm.
I'm just going to slide you forward and get on behind you. Right, I'll come back for all the stuff later. Let's go, horsey.
So I noticed you hatched a horse with no magic words and no whirlwind.
Oh, yes, that was all for show. Hey, did you like the magic words? They're just a local tongue twister. Yarad yatra, tigrad yatra, I like liver. You like liver.
You do realize I'm going to find you and kill you.
Oh, you'll have to remember me first. You're the 11th person I've done this with. So far, no unsatisfied customers.
Oh, trust me, I'm not satisfied.
Well, people like you never are. You need to look on the bright side. What a great story to tell your grandchildren. If you could only remember it.
Bad Egg was written by Peter Gruenbaum and produced by Catherine Ranella. The story is featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriting Competition Winners Collection of 2017, featuring the voice talents of Simon Dowd as Sneedly and Becca Kravitz as Elena. Music provided by Kevin McLeod as permitted under a Creative Commons license. Foley work performed by Keely Heal and Catherine Ranella. Additional sound effects provided by SamSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.